God bless you. Thank God for being with you again today. And we're continuing our message about stop working and rest. And, the more I stayed in that, and the more I listened to the Lord remind me about resting and hearing, He reminded me, He says, I need you to get it out of your head and get it in your heart. You know, stop saying, Lord, I trust you, but you're not acting like you trust me. You're saying it out of your mouth, but apparently it's not in your heart yet. Because when you say you trust me, this is the Lord saying this to me, you get your hands completely off it. You don't walk around sad, looking, you know, or come crying to me, Lord, what's going on? What's happening? The time is getting close. That's not rest and that's not trust. And I said, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. You know, I'm sure sometimes people say, well, they, you know, ministers, they don't have that problem, you know. But you know what? We're still human and we still have feelings. And sometimes we do let our five senses take us where they shouldn't. And then we have to catch a hold of ourselves and wait a minute. I'm a child of God. God is with me and God loves me. You know, and we've had so many storms here lately. I mean, sometimes they just like come out of nowhere. And that's the same way in our lives. They just show pop up sometime. And you know, a good example of when you know you're full of the Word of God, is like a hurricane. In every hurricane, there is an eye of the storm. There's an eye. And in the center of every storm, there is a place of calm where you can be still. And the storm is still going on around you. But in that place of calm, peace, and rest, it can't touch you. It can't. And that's what God is trying to get us to see today, is to stay in the rest, that place of calm, just calm down. Just calm down. And you know when you're worked up because your heart is racing like all get out. I mean, even before I came to present this message, my heart's boom, boom, boom. I said, calm down, calm down. Just calm down. And you know what? And remind myself, it can't touch you. It can't touch you. Whatever is going on, your job is to trust God. Trust God. That center of calm and rest is the Word of God. You know, when Jesus was on the earth, walking on the earth, people didn't have the Bible. It wasn't written out then. They went by the word that came out of his mouth. When God created this world, it was words that he spoke that created the world. And then after he finished all of that, guess what? He rested because he had finished the work. He finished and then he rested. And this is what he's telling you. You got that word inside of you. Whatever comes up, speak the word of God over it and then rest. Speak it and rest. God's word is true and it never fails. He's with you. He will not let you fail in anything. In anything. You may look at your bank account and say, whoa, what's this? I knew something had happened to me, and I looked, I said, oh, whoa, 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 what is this? And I said, Lord, you need to fix this. I said, I need you to fix this. I said, because I got things that I was supposed to take care of, and this is not looking right. And he says, do you trust me? I said, yes, sir. Yes, I do. I do trust you. And do you know, when I went to bed that night, I thank God like I had lost my mind. I just couldn't stop. I just kept thanking him, thanking him, thanking him, thanking him, thanking him. And you know what? I woke up the next day, and let me tell you how the Lord blew my mind. I was like, what is this? The Lord had provision that I didn't even know about and had just set it right in my account, just put it there. I was like, oh God, thank you. He said, I told you I would not let you be made ashamed. I couldn't even come up with anything. I don't care how long I would think about it. I would have never, could have never come up with a solution. How am I going to fix this? It was no way. Because it was like, it's got to be done like right now. And the folks expecting it right now. And I looked at that account and it's saying, And the Lord, I said, Lord, this is what they said. I know what I'm seeing. But you know what? I was not made ashamed. And on top of that, I had a surplus. He didn't just put enough in there to take care of that. He gave me extra. And then with the extra, I was able to bless somebody else. And still had leftover. Now that's how big and how great God is. But that came from trusting and resting. He didn't just give you enough. He's going to give you more than enough. Always, always. That's why I say, you know what? It is so good to give. It is so good to be a giver and a believer and a truster. Man, that's the best life. You hear what I say? And expect it. When I get up in the morning, Lord, I expect something good to happen to me today. That's what I say. And I look like a dog that hadn't been fed looking for a meaty bone. You hear me? I expect it every day. I say, Lord, I expect something good's going to happen to me today. I know it is. I'll call Moki. I say, Moke, something good's going to happen to us today. You hear me? Yes, Mommy. Or I'll text her. Something good's going to happen to us today. And you know what? Every day, the Lord gives us favor. He gives us favor. Favor, do you hear me? I mean, in situations that I was like, what? I went one time to get service on the car, and I said, well, Lord, this needs to be taken care of. But you know what? I expect him to tell me I have to pay for it. All the way there, man, that guy rolled me. He says, you are out of your mind. If you think they're going to fix this, and you know this is a lot, and you know you don't have the money to take care of it, you think they're going to tell you you don't have to pay for it? You're drunk. I said, I don't drink. I ain't crazy, but I do trust God. I sat there and I told the guy, and he says, well, we're going to look at that and we're going to see what's going on there for you and we'll tell you. I said, okay. So I went and sat in my little seat and I was waiting and I was just still praising God. I said, Lord, you said you're not going to be made ashamed. And here's all these other people around, you know, and I guess they're looking at me and wow. Because, you know, sometimes they don't whisper when they tell them, you know, what they found. And the guy came out, he says, well, we found this and that and the other, and you need this and you need that. And I was like, really? He said, and we can do it all today and we can have it done for you. I was like, okay. You know, my voice is way up in the air. I said, okay. So he says, so we're going to take it back and we're going to do that, okay? I said, sure. No problem. I go back to my seat. When I tell you my knees was knocking, I said, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. I said, but you know what? You see, you're not going to be made ashamed. You're not going to let me be made ashamed. So I went on down there and I sat and I waited. And it took him, you know, took about 2 hours, 2.5 hours to get everything done. So the guy comes out. He says, your car's ready. I knew it was. I saw you when you drove it around. So I'm sitting there. I said, okay. So I go up, you know, have my handbag and open my wallet. He says, what you doing? I said, how much did it come to? He said, the boss said, you know, nothing for you. Nothing. I said, excuse me? He says, yeah. He says, it's not going to cost you anything. I said, oh, thank you. He says, he's right back there. I said, could you tell him to come out for a minute, please? So he comes out. yes, what's going on? I said, what's up with this? He says, mm-mm. For you, nothing. You go and you have a nice day. I could hardly walk. Do you hear me? I could, my legs was getting so weak. I was trying to get myself together so I could get out of there. I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. God, you're so good. Do you hear me? I mean, because the enemy put so much pressure on me, trying to convince me that I was going to be made ashamed. God said, I will not let you be made ashamed. And you know what? He didn't. He didn't. He gave me favor. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your favor. That's the thing is, expect it. Don't try to figure out how it's going to come. Expect it. When you speak it, expect it. Get that word down inside of you. And I mean, when I tell you, I was driving down the, I said, Lord, I know you're going to take care of me. Ma was sweating so bad, and that other guy, he was talking trash, and I was like, shut up. Just shut up. Just shut up. Just shut up. I kept right on going. You should just turn around and go back. I said, nope, I'm going. I am going. I am going. And look what the Lord did. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in my eyes. It's marvelous in our eyes, saints. Trust God. Trust God. I couldn't even have worked it out in my brain how that was going to happen. You know, I said, well, mate, you know. And then I said, nope, not going to do that either. Because he was trying to get you to start saying stuff. I said, nope, I'm only going to speak the word of God. That's what I'm going to do. And when I did, God showed himself strong. Do you hear me? And he will continue to do that. He wants us to rest. Don't work your brain trying to figure out how I'm going to do this. How are we going to do that? This has got to be done. That don't give a whole running list of complaints. Don't keep rehearsing all those things that have to be done. No, I've taken all of them, rolled them up. Here you go, Lord. Here you go. And leave them there. When you leave them there, you can go and rest. Nope, come up again. Nope. God's taking care of it for me. He promised, and he keeps all his promises. And all of his promises are yes and amen. That's why we should rest. Because all of God's promises are yes and amen. But what happens is when you lose focus and you turn your eyes back on that problem and get your eyes off the word of God and then you start speaking what you're seeing, that's when you get in that work mode again. No. Stop. Say, nope. I am going to find my place of calm. I am going to speak the word of God over the situation. I don't care because God loves me. God loves me. Remind yourself, God loves you. And you know what? He doesn't get you mixed up with me. And my sister say all the time, listen, God loves me. I know he loves me more than anybody. And I said, I don't have to be jealous because he loves me too just as much. He does. And he has just as much love for me as he loves for me, as he has for her. He does. And the good thing about it, he doesn't run out. He doesn't. You know, sometimes people say, oh, who's your favorite? You know, people say, oh, that's my favorite. You'll never hear that come out of God's mouth. God loves us. He loves us. You hear me? You're a child of his. He loves you. All he wants to do is show you how much he loves you. But you got to come to him. Don't sit there and hold it in and, oh, sighing and moaning and groaning and crying. You know them tears don't move God. What moves him is your word, his word. That's it. Give him back his word. That's what he wants to hear. That means, my child, trust me. You know, kings, when they decree a thing and they say it, it's got to happen. And it better happen just like they said. It has to. That's the way the word of God is. But you need to declare. You need to decree it out of your mouth. God, you said in your word, for me, that you said you will supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. His riches, not mine, his. His riches, he's got it everywhere. And he never runs out. He's taking care of me the same time he's taking care of you and everybody else that's his chosen, that's calling upon him, that's trusting him, that's speaking his word over their situations. Do you know that? We're in this world, but we should not be moved by the things that's going on in this world and run to the world system for our solutions. Mm-mm, no, that's work. Let me tell you something. That is work. You talking about work? Yes, that works your brain overtime. And me personally, I'm like that naturally. I don't like a whole lot of instructions. Like when I used to make my clothes, my mother says, okay, Vate, put the pattern on the material, you cut it, mark it, and pin it, and do all that, you know, after you take it out. And I said, Mom, I don't have time for that. I cut it out, and I pin it myself. I ain't read no instructions. I just sew it up, just like that. She says, did you read what it says you need to put this? I said, yeah, Ma, I saw that already. I said, but look, just let me sew it up. It'll be all right. She'll come back in the room. She says, how you make that fast? I said, I cut it out. I looked at it. I pinned it. It worked. I said, I ain't got time for all that reading instructions. I don't. Just give it to me. I'll work it out. But see, that's not what the Lord wants us to do. He says, stop working. Stop working. Let me work. You rest. You rest. I got this. And I'm going to turn it around better than you could ever come up with it. And I said, Lord, yes, 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 yes. And you know, today, especially those of you who aren't experiencing his rest, if I'm talking to you, first of all, right now, I want you to just take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath. Exhale. And let God have it. Let him have all of it. And rest. Then I want you to rest in him. I want you to enter into the rest of God. And refuse to leave. Refuse to leave. Do you hear me? After all, he has already taken care of everything you need. It's already done. It's done. Saints, it's done. It's done already. Just because you don't see it in your timeline, well, I said, I thought it was going to be done by this day. Listen, trust God. Believe me. I had to make a phone call one time. I said, oh, let me do it now. You know, here I go to the census. You know, I see something. Let me jump right on it now. I told my daughter, she said, Mom, would you please stop? She says, look, just pump the brakes. She said, just because they said that, that don't mean you just jump right on it like this. She says, just wait. She says, talk to the Lord about it. See what he says. I said, okay. All right. Okay. So I go back. I said, Lord, they said I need to do this. He said, okay. He says, now, when I tell you, that's when you do it. You don't do nothing until I tell you. I said, okay. But you know what, maybe. He says, don't do anything until I tell you. And let me tell you something. I got caught up doing something else. And the Lord said to me, just a soft, make a call now. Just like that. I was like, ooh, okay. So now my heart's racing. I said, oh, God. Make this call now. So I'm dialing and my hands are shaking and I'm like, oh God. I said, maybe nobody will answer. You know, maybe he's just not in the office right now. No computer. He's a live voice. Hello, this is so-and-so. How may I help you? I'm like, So I try to get into my conversation. And the Lord says, stop. I'll tell you what to say. The Lord told me exactly what to say. But what I want you to know is he had the right person on the phone at that time so that when I called, when he told me to call, that was the one that I needed. They knew what I was talking about. I didn't have to go into a whole lot of conversation. I didn't have to try to figure it out. They didn't have to try and figure it out. Oh, we know what you're talking about. We can do this. We can do that. In fact, while you're on the phone, let's take care of it right now. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I even said to the lady while she was there, I said, thank you, Jesus. She said, that's right, honey. That's right. And I said, you know what? That's nothing but God. That is nothing but God. I waited for his instruction. I was trying to run ahead of him. He stopped me. And I'm so glad I listened to him. I'm so thankful. But see, that's what happens if you get out of rest. There you are, taking off. You know, I better go this way. I better do this now. No, wait. If the Lord said not now, not now. Not that he can't answer right now, but not now. Not now. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. I said, Lord, I do. And you know what? I was not made ashamed. The Lord worked out that situation for me. Already had the victory. Are you going to be obedient? When he tells you to rest, trust his word. Because God and his word are the same. That's the thing. They're the same. They're not different. They are the same. And we have the same power living on the inside of us. The same power. The same power. I said, Lord, I have to keep reminding myself. Wait a minute, Vic. Wait, well, you got the same power. Same power. Speak the word. Speak the word. Abraham, as old as he was, he considered not his body. Or Sarah's womb. And they, as old as they were, they still produced a child at that age. And that was unheard of. You've got to be kidding. But he considered not his own body. But he did have confidence in the word of God. And that's what we're supposed to have too. That same thing. He was in the rest. He's like, okay, I'm ready. Sarah, you ready, girlfriend? You ready? And let me tell you something. The seed was planted, and they got exactly what God promised. And that's the same way in our lives today. I tell you, God is so faithful. And you know, Lord, thank you, Jesus. If the people would just enter into a rest, into his rest, and know that everything is done already, and just trust in your unfailing word, everything would just be yes and amen for them. Yes and amen. And you know, I had a list, 10 things God wants you to remember, and I'm going to read them to you. God said, I will give you rest. He said, I will strengthen you. He said, I will answer you. He said, I believe in you. He said, I will bless you. He said, I am for you. He said, I will not fail you. He said, I will provide for you. And the greatest of all, he said, I love you. He said, I love you. Now, I could have researched, and there would not probably be enough paper for me to write down all the scriptures that would address all these 10 things that God wants you to remember in the Bible. It is so many scriptures on rest and strength and answer and belief in the Bible. So you know what? When you get time, that should be an assignment for you. The 10 things God wants you to remember. And find the word of God on it. And speak that over those situations that arise in your life. And I guarantee you, when you do that, you'll stop working. And you'll stay in the rest. Because there won't be no need for you to work. You've got the word of God. And it works all the time. Every time, over any situation, no matter what. So, saints, remember today those 10 things that God wants you to remember about him. And I promise you, you will stay in the rest. I'm learning. I'm walking in it. I'm learning to walk in it every day. And I pray you will do the same thing. God bless you and walk in the favor of God. Amen.
We thank you for joining us for service today. Before we leave, we would like to give you the opportunity to know Jesus. It's as simple as ABC. I accept God and I acknowledge the sins in my life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and I commit my life to you. If you said that simple prayer, we believe that you've been born again. Welcome to the family.